Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
When it comes to same-day grocery delivery, Shipt knows your expectations are high. You didn't just order cookies. You ordered the coconut macaroons that help you power through 3 p.m. meetings. And you definitely didn't just order baby carrots. You ordered the one veggie your kindergartner willingly snacks on. With Shipt, you don't just order groceries. You order attentive service from personal shoppers who care about the details. See the difference by downloading the app or visiting Shipt.com. That's S-H-I-P-T.com.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you've heard the expression, you look like a deer in headlights. That's like when a deer stops in the middle of the road and eyes gets real big because they see that car coming. What's going on?
And yet they never move.
Yeah.
They just watch as the lights come closer.
I think they're like, is that a Buick or a Ford?
Well, researchers say that happens to us as well. And this is why we get wide-eyed when we're scared. Researchers say that we become wide-eyed when we get scared for a few different reasons. They found that the faces of people and the faces that they make when they are fearful and scared benefits both the person who makes the expressions and the people that are around at the around them at the time. So making those wide eyes gives the person a wider visual field, which helps them locate potential danger and threats. So your eyes get real wide if something's happened. Maybe, you know, you see a threat coming, you're like, oh, my eyes are wide. That's one thing that happens. And then it also sends a message to the people around you that it shows you where their eyes are looking and that you need to be on guard as well.
Okay. I could see how that would work. If your eyes get wide open, you can probably see a little bit more around you.
Well, your peripheral vision gets bigger, they say.
I see, unless you have bad vision, because I have to squint to see better.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'd confuse everybody.
And
get hit.
I just tried it, and it doesn't seem like as much.
My contacts are going to dry out if I do it too big.
So the animals are doing it for the same reason. Like their eyes get big, the other deer or whatever animal happens to be there can see, oh, there's a threat over here. So we need to be looking that way too. Now, some of the deer might be oblivious. They're over there just eating their grass all happy. And that's the one that gets caught most of the time by that big, ferocious lion. It's kind of like the same thing, I think, when you go, and I'm guessing, on a girl's night out or something. I know for a guy's night out with the poker guys, it's like, you know, an attractive girl walks in or girl's night out, attractive guy walks in. All of a sudden, one girl's eyes gets real big and looks over at the door. The other girls are like, what? And they look over the same way. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Never mind.
I don't know if their eyes get big. I think they may all look the same direction.
They'll nod over there like,
I know for guys, if a guys are sitting around and a beautiful girl walks in, they suck in their belly.
Right. Oh, that's true. You do that at the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to.
You know what they say? They say with pets too, like, you know, you have to look at the object you want them to pick up. Like you can't point to it, but if you look over at the object, they'll go get, like, whatever, maybe a bone or something, like, go get your play toy or whatever. But if you point and don't look that way, the dog doesn't respond as well. But if you look the way of that toy, the animal will actually go get it.
It makes sense because they do that to us. You ever had your dog look at you and then look at their toy and look at you and look at their toy and they're like, come on, dude, pick it up for me.
And let's play.
Yeah, put two and two together.
We That's what he that. Meant.
Or he looks at you and looks at that biscuit in your hand.
Yeah.
Like, I want some of that biscuit.
Yeah. But that deer in headlight thing is kind of funny because sometimes you meet people that have the eyes that look like, you know, really big, like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, what was that? Know? There was a meme a long time ago, a while back, where the girl's eyes were huge. Oh, yeah. The bride or something.
Crazy girlfriend meme or something like
something
that.
Something like that. She had wide eyes, like, oh, there's something up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be suspicious.
So anyway, now if you see somebody or you're at a dinner or whatever, maybe out and about in public and you see someone's eyes get really wide.
They're scared.
It could be scared, could be a threat. It could be, you know, something, you know, their stomach's hurting.
they gotta go right now.
That's useful.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I was driving home yesterday, and I realized that we were out of some critical supplies. I didn't have any sour cream and cheddar potato chips, and I was low on soft drinks.
Uh-oh.
So I whipped into the store, and as is always the case now, I immediately began to suffer from sticker shock.
Yeah.
It is insane how much groceries cost now. Mm-hmm. And I just came across an article. People are talking about the everyday things that they aren't buying anymore because they've simply become too expensive. I have done that. I have walked into the grocery store to buy stuff and walked out with nothing.
That's what helps me from buying junk food and having it in the house because I'll look at the price and I'm like, no. Not doing that.
What's kind of curious for me is like BOGO. Like they'll sell it for half price sometimes, and then all of a sudden, you know, I think there's more so with chips here lately is what I've noticed.
Well, do you understand how that works?
Well, I know they're trying to get you in the store to buy other things.
Right.
But like they can, like you go to one store, let's say Walmart or something, it's very cheap. Then you go to the other store and it's a dollar more. Like how is that happening?
Because Walmart buys bigger bulk.
Well, this is also a big grocery store.
Yeah, I think Walmart has lower overhead, too. They're paying their people maybe less. They got bigger stores.
And you're cashing yourself out.
Well, I will drive extra to go, you know.
So waste $5 in gas to save a dollar.
Yeah.
You're smart. Uh-huh. That's good money.
You know what? You are sarcastic and mean.
I was being honest.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. So anyway, the things that I've seen and these people are talking about that have gotten out of hand, and I literally, going back to BOGO for a second, there are things I will not buy unless they are
Me
BOGO.
Too. Yeah.
I got suckered yesterday. I thought that the sodas were buy two, get two. So I'm like, oh, it's basically half off. That makes them that makes the cans about 50 cents each instead of a dollar
each. Right, yeah, you'll be mad.
Well, I got up there and rang them up, and it was actually, and I didn't see the fine print, it was buy two, get one. So sneaky. I had to toss one of them back in and still paid way more per can than I intended to. But at that point, you know, haul a case of Cokes back, you know, or two cases of Cokes back. So I just sucked it up, and I got the cash register lady to knock one of them off.
Now you can substitute the Coke for like...
I did all that.
For like the cheaper brand of Coke.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, here's my problem.
Yeah.
I like the orange flavored sodas, and I have to get the zero sugar because I caught diabetes.
Oh.
So I'm limited to Fanta or Sunkist pretty much. So usually one of those is on sale.
Yeah.
And I get whichever one's on sale.
You have to do grocery store math every time you go now, especially when you're trying to get a sales price of something in BOGOs.
So I don't really drink soda a whole lot, but when my family comes to visit, they all drink sodas and they all drink different brands. And so I'll go stock up on it all. The difference in our grocery bills between not buying that and buying all of that, I'm like, my gosh, y'all'd save almost $100 a month by just not buying sodas.
Well, I buy the BOGOs, so it's like $50 a month.
Are you saying you're better than us? I don't drink soda.
No, I drink other stuff. Don't you worry about me.
I don't drink, I call them soft drinks, but I don't drink them. I don't buy them. And by the way, you can tell them to bring their own.
That feels rude, though.
I don't
if someone's
care.
Coming to your house,
so,
I don't want to have to be like, bring your own
stuff.
It's
something you don't buy. You shouldn't buy specifically for them.
It is if it's relatives. Like, they do it for us.
We got a family vacation coming up, and I'm like, bring your own drinks.
Well,
if you're drinking soft drinks, if you're drinking water or whatever, you bring in your own drinks. We're not stocking the fridge for drinks for everybody.
And to be fair, they will say, I'm bringing them up, but I don't know. I don't like that idea that someone's coming to stay, and I'm not like, here's all your stuff. Well, I like to have my house ready for them.
Maybe they wouldn't come stay if you didn't have drinks for them.
Stop.
What you need to do, though, is just say, hey, I bought all those drinks. You owe me, like, you know, $10.
What?
And this economy is like 30 or 40.
So I don't know what they cost.
Slide the bill under the door, the bedroom door, before they leave. Checkout day.
Mint on their pillow, too.
All right. While Tori and Cato alienate their entire families,
yeah,
let's talk about some of the things that are gone up so high people won't buy them.
I'm ready.
Steak or even beef in general.
Yeah.
You know what the bad thing is? That is not the farmer's fault. That is your Congress people, the federal government's fault. They have basically put the independent farmer out of business. And now only the Purdue's and the big Smithfields and all that stuff are the only ones doing it. And they've got a lock on the market. So that is artificially high right now.
Now, I know that sometimes you can buy straight from local farmers.
Like Happy Cow.
Yeah, which, I mean, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I guess you just stock up. Just
you
got to
buy a freezer just for the meat.
See, I don't have a garage freezer yet. I haven't hit that level of adulthood, so I don't have the space.
Yeah. You know what? We're getting ready to get a new fridge. We'll get you our old one as your garage freezer.
Yes! Finally, I've made it.
Okay. People said concert tickets are too far for them to buy anymore.
Listen, that is ridiculous, some of the prices now that you pay. And then you put it in your cart, and it's about $150 more because there's all the fees on it.
Right.
I'm like, who did that?
Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Yep.
Beer, wine, or liquor at a restaurant.
Hold on now. We ain't getting crazy here. I got a credit card.
The drink should not cost as much as the meal.
Yeah.
But it does. Fast food was mentioned. Chipotle was specifically mentioned. I can still get a decent price on fast food, but you have to be careful how you do it. Like, for instance, I go to Hardee's every morning for breakfast, but I don't get the side stuff. I don't get the drink and the tater tots. Oh, and so I pay $5 for my sandwich instead of $10 for the combo.
Right, yeah.
They said new vehicles are priced out of range for a lot of people, but even used cars are expensive. So they say it's tough. They have to like wait longer before they trade.
Right.
Movie tickets are insanely high, but let's be honest. I mean, we need for Mark Ruffalo to be able to be a multimillionaire and tell us how we should be socialist.
I didn't get that, but
I didn't either.
I will say that the movie tickets, not a lot of people are going to the movies. No. They're staying at home streaming now.
I haven't been since 2020.
Yeah.
January of 2020, I think, is the last time I've been to a theater.
Yeah.
And I don't remember how much it cost then. But
you'll still pay $9 for a beer, won't you?
Yeah.
Manicures and pedicures. The prices have gone up like crazy in the last couple of years. It's like lighting $200 on fire every 2 weeks.
I've started doing my hair at home. I cut it in the mirror myself. I get rid of my grays myself. Can you tell?
No.
Yes, but at least I'm not wasting $200 on it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't tell. You're right. Instacart, DoorDash, all of those, the markup's insane. They mark it up in so many ways that you just can't even possibly make sense of it. They charge you more for each individual item. Then they charge you a percentage. Then you want to leave a tip that you don't even know who's going to. Mm-hmm. And by the time you're done, you've literally paid double.
And you don't know if they've eaten a bite out of your sandwich before they get
there. True.
Yeah. Or worse, I watched a video recently where the girl was putting her hands places it should not have been. And
she was scratching her crotch.
Yes. And but like not even outside of the pants. And then she puts the food on the doorstep.
Well, it's in a bag, right?
Oh. And the one that actually dropped the nuggets the other day and fell on like the sidewalk and they put them back in. Mm. It was a camera.
Oh,
and she put the nuggets back in with her hands.
I've never ordered from any of those.
Doesn't everyone pretty much have a doorbell camera now? Like,
I know,
why are
right?
we trying to get away with that stuff?
All right. The final ones we mentioned, soda, potato chips, streaming services. There's no way you're quitting those. And then toilet paper. I hope they just mean they're getting a cheaper brand.
Honestly, though, it's like $27 for one of those bigger rolls now. Like, that's ridiculous.
Just for one roll? What are you buying?
No. The bigger, you know, the tons of rolls.
See,
you can't steal from work.
I will go on the Harris Teeter app. I will download any digital coupon that I use, and I'll wait for it to go on sale. And then I get it.
So what do you do before it goes on sale?
I usually buy it in advance. I never run out.
You know what? I need to go to the bathroom, but that toilet paper's not on sale. I'll hold it another couple days. those prices come down soon.
I just hope you wash your hands really good.
No.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's time to get revenge on the telemarketers today with our crank call this morning. So I had to get my beeper out on this one.
Okay.
Yeah. What? My beeper. Because I want to protect the business that actually called my house.
Oh, yeah.
It's a home improvement store, and I don't want to call them out this morning.
Why not? I thought that was the whole point of all this, is like to get these people back.
Well, it is getting the people back.
You just don't want to get sued.
I don't want to get sued. That's one of the reasons why we had to get our beeper out for this, this crank call. But they were wanting to improve my home, I will say that. And we started the call with a beep.
Oh, hi.
Hey, this is just a courtesy call to let you know that we're going to be reaching out to the homeowners, and I'm leaving them with no cost, no obligation, written in-home estimate.
I haven't bought anything from you guys.
No, I know. We're just trying to let people know what their technicians are going to be out there doing.
They're going to be out here.
Just reaching out to the homeowners and leaving them with brochures and no cost, no obligation, written in-home estimate.
But I haven't gotten anything from you guys.
Correct. What we're doing is trying to help people make their homes more energy efficient.
What day y'all gonna be here?
Any day that's convenient for you.
Should I go out and buy something?
No.
Because I can do that.
No. What I'm doing is just contacting the homeowners, making sure that they knew about that.
I could probably get a washer and dryer. We need a new one of those.
See, what we're doing is we're giving no cost, no obligation estimates on things like your windows, your doors, your heating and cooling systems, your vinyl siding.
We need a washer and dryer.
Oh, you do?
Will they have that with them?
No. We're just doing the estimates on energy efficient things.
If it's necessary, we can go out tonight and buy something from...
Hang on 1 second.
Okay, maybe you should ask somebody about that.
Hello, sir?
Hi, yes.
Hey, how's your day going?
I'm confused a little bit. I guess they're sending somebody to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't bought anything from you guys in a while. And
has anyone in the household shopped in the last 2 years?
No, we haven't. I told her that if we have to, I can go buy something tonight.
Okay, sir, but unfortunately, what we're doing, the products we have is not inside the store.
Yeah.
What we're doing is trying to show homeowners how they can save up to 40% on their energy bill.
Can you think you could save 40% on a washer dryer? That's what we need.
You know what? I just went and got a dryer myself this weekend. I only saved 10%, so I know I can't help you put 40% on a washer and dryer. But I can show you how you can save some up to 40% on your heating and cooling bill.
Well, should I go buy a new air conditioner? Because I don't need an air conditioner, but I don't need to send somebody out here because I haven't bought anything.
No,
and if you send somebody over from that will be so embarrassing for me because they'll knock on the door and say, "Hi, I am from." And then I'll go, "Well, I haven't bought anything." And then they will go, "Well, you should have bought something from." And you can obviously see my embarrassing predicament at that point.
No, sir. See, when we come out there, we're not coming out there to say anything. We're coming out there to give you that free estimate on whatever you...
But you got to admit, that would be embarrassing if I haven't bought anything from... It's kind of embarrassing right now to tell you I haven't bought anything from you guys in a while because I do like your place of business. Do they have, like... Is it door-to-door salesman?
No, sir. There's no door-to-door salesman.
I'm confused a bit then because sells tools.
Correct.
All right. Well, let's go over a few things you guys sell. You sell tools.
Correct.
Accessories.
As well as home improvement products.
You sell hemorrhoid cream?
Yes, sir.
You do sell that?
Correct.
Do y'all have Preparation H there?
Yes, we do.
So you do?
It's in the accessory aisle.
Accessory aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You sell light bulbs?
Correct.
You sell beer?
Not that I know of.
No beer. No beer.
Unfortunately not.
Maybe I've been in the wrong...
Well, maybe I've been in the wrong...
Yeah. You... Oh, quit it. This has been such a confusing phone call because thought that you had, like, your truck came by and you sold stuff out the back of your truck.
No, sir. What we do is a virtual estimate.
Okay, I've been confused, so...
That's no problem at all.
Okay, so when are you guys going
to
come out then?
Well, we're not because you said you don't need anything from us.
So you're not going to send your guys out to sell me anything?
No, sir. Well, I mean, we're not trying to sell something. We're trying to help you sell.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I got confused, and I feel like an idiot right now because I thought you were going to send people out here to sell me washer and dryers in Preparation H. I'm stupid.
Oh,
I ain't the brightest bulb in the pack.
I'm pretty sure you are, sir.
No, I really ain't. I made D's and F's in school.
All right, so you enjoy the rest of your evening, sir.
Well, thank you for clearing that up. So when are the guys going to come over?
I think he got tired of my shenanigans. Getting revenge on the telemarketers. Yeah. Crank call for you this morning.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, at my father's funeral, I learned something interesting about him. I knew that when he had first met my mom, shortly after that, he was supposed to go to Vietnam, but he contracted tuberculosis and spent 9 months in a hospital instead.
Oh.
What I didn't know was while he was in the hospital, he began reading some books about a new technology or a new field that was emerging back then. This was in the early 1960s. He read books on computer programming.
Ah.
That changed his life forever because he ended up working for NASA as a computer programmer and eventually an engineer who worked his way up through Kennedy Space Center.
Yeah.
It turns out that Gen Z is doing the same thing now.
They should.
Only slightly different. They're using YouTube.
Oh.
Almost 2 out of 3 Gen Zs are teaching themselves new job skills with YouTube. Young people are devoting a lot of time to teaching themselves these new job skills using tutorials on YouTube and also even TikTok.
Which is amazing. And you should do that at that age because mm-hmm. you will hit a wall at some point where you're like, I don't want to learn one more new thing. I don't care anymore.
That's what I told my son. I'm like, you're learning all this new stuff and you like learning it. I'm done. I filled up. My brain is full.
Yeah. I'm the same way when the fast food place is a new menu item. I don't want to learn.
Katie, you may have lowered the bar just a little.
Yeah, sorry.
But they say that a lot of these people are learning things like coding, AI, spreadsheets, and design. And it's cheaper than taking an accredited course and more convenient. And most managers believe the skills learned through online are just as good.
So that's what I was going to ask, because my generation was the one we were forced to go to college because mm-hmm. it was the best for you. And then we graduated and there were 0 jobs.
Right.
So with this, are they going to be able to go into most jobs and actually get hired if they don't have that specific degree?
What will probably happen, they won't get jobs at, say, Fortune 500 companies with it, but they will get jobs. And then once they have the experience on their resume, that's what companies are looking for more than anything. Because a lot of these people, like you said, they graduated college, they had no experience, and the companies didn't want to teach them. If you got 5 years of experience doing something, they're not so concerned about where you learned it from.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true. Because like IT guys, you know, where you work now, they come in and they like, how did you break that? Like, I don't know. I did something. I pushed the wrong button. You don't have it. Most people don't have a clue about a lot of computer stuff. And so you're just trusting with that IT guy. You don't really care where he got his degree, if right. he has one at all.
But you know, when I interned for a radio station, I remember asking the program director of the other station in the building, hey, won't you give me a job? He goes, well, when you've got three years experience. I'm like, well, how am I supposed to get experience in the radio field yeah. if I don't get a job in the radio field?
You got to follow them around and just show up where they are.
I got him fired. No, I'm kidding, but.
Well, they say that, not surprisingly, this trend is led by young adults. 2 out of 3 Gen Zs report it. About 50% of millennials, 35% of Gen X, and just 20% of boomers. And men are more likely than women to do self-teaching skills and put them on their resumes.
My buddy, he does it. He's an IT guy for a huge company. And I said, where'd you get your degree? He's like, I didn't get one. I just learned how to do it. So I don't think there's a lot of background checks on that stuff, or people don't care, like Tom said.
But when you see like job listings that always say, you know, you've got to have a certain degree mm-hmm. or there's prerequisites that you have to have, or a college degree.
Well,
or,
honestly, people that can do that stuff, they can make fake ones. They're really good at that.
I'm going to go online and start learning how to become a surgeon because they make a lot of money.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Just how to sew people up.
Just YouTube on surgery.
Okay, there may be certain fields where this won't work. And I hope that's one of them.
You're like, you know, you're getting your house built 10 years from now, and this electrician's like wiring your house, and you go in there to check up, like, and where'd you get your degree?
And he's got a video right beside
yes,
him.
Hey, I redid our basement at one point.
Oh, wow.
I used books and videos, and it worked fine.
So no, like, you know, breakers switching off or anything?
No. I mean, there was a couple of light switches that were upside down, but other than that, it worked pretty good.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Life gets a lot easier once you start using Shipt same-day delivery. With Shipt, order from your fave national and local stores handled by shoppers who are detail-oriented and reliable. While they hand-select everything on your list, you get peace of mind and time back for anything. An extra cup of coffee, an extra hour to work out, an extra moment in your day to enjoy your way. Sound nice? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
You know, when you go out and have a dining experience, sometimes they throw you off with those little pop quizzes they give.
Like what?
Yeah, but it'll be something like, hey, have you dined with us before? And I'm like, oh, is there something I need to know here? Because I don't know about this pop quiz you're giving me right now.
Or that hardly counts as a pop quiz. Have you dined with us before?
Okay. See. Would you like beef or chicken?
Would you like to hear about our specials?
Yeah.
You want a tip?
Well, I'm thinking, is this going to be a difficult experience? Or, you know, is there something I should remember from the last time that I ate here? Because why are you asking me these questions? But and a lot of times they will say, you know, good choice. Do you feel proud when they go, oh, that's a good choice when the waiter or waitress says that?
Not really, but I do feel guilty when I'm like, I'm between two things, and they pick something, and it makes me realize, oh, I didn't want that one. Because then I'm like, do I go with what they said to not hurt their feelings, or do I go with what I actually want?
Well, I had a friend, they was asking, like, you know, what do you like here? And they went through this big, long, drawn-out thing, and then she decided to order something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just awkward.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because why did you ask?
Because I didn't know until they said which one they would choose for me. And then it was very obvious that that was not the one I would also choose for myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It does make it awkward.
That did not make sense.
You know what? Not much does.
But another question might be, you know, do you have any questions about the menu? It's like, okay, it's pretty self-explanatory, but like I can come up with one if you need to know something right now. I think they try to class it up. That's what they're doing. They're trying to make this, you know, this upscale dining experience that you're going to brag about later.
As a former server, I get it. You're just trying to be conversational. You're just trying to be polite. You're just trying to get the tip. I get it. But as a, like, diner who is awkward, I'm like, you don't have to.
Yeah, yeah. But it's always a pop quiz, though.
I don't get it, it's man. Like, have you dined here before? Yes or no? It's not a trick question.
What would you like for your side?
That's not a trick question.
Don't know.
That's part of what you have to do.
I didn't say it's a trick
restaurant question.
It's like it's just a bunch of questions sometimes.
And that's multiple choice.
Yeah.
You got all those choices. I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I'll pick five sides.
Y'all
like,
shouldn't go out to eat.
Okay. Are you still working on that? Well, there's still some food on the plate here.
Or when they're like, do you need a box for that? And I'm like, oh, I was going to finish it. Sure, give me that box,
please.
Yeah,
that's embarrassing. Yeah. Will this be separate checks or all in one? It'll be all on his. Yeah. What would you like to start with? Well, I don't know yet. I'm still looking at the menu.
You know what annoys me at times is a drive-through when they say, would you like to have the blah, 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 blah today?
Yeah. No.
No, I don't. Uh-huh. So you just wasted your voice.
It probably is recorded. I'm just like, no, thank you. I'll have the number 7, please.
I don't think I've gotten to the AI thing yet. Seems like it's always a
real person. Not always AI. It's just a recording so that you get that one. Like you pull up, it presses a little button in the ground and it says, welcome to blah, blah, blah. Would you like the so-and-so today? And they're basically waiting for you inside. They're just listening to the answer.
I thought it was somebody and they're changing their voice. Like, what would you like today? Would you like to try the blueberry biscuit?
Hi, welcome. What can I take your order, please?
Not even kidding. The other day I was at a drive-thru and the guy's voice was so good at that little prompt that I thought it was a computer. And so I was just like, nope. And then he goes, okay, well, you can go ahead. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Your voice is so good. I thought it was a recording.
Yes, because I got to hear it after you told us about it. Yeah. Hardee's.
I told him. I was like, your voice was so good. I genuinely thought it was a pre-recording.
Yeah, I went through one morning and got breakfast on the way to work. And I was like, oh, that's who Tori's talking about. I could tell
too.
He sounded like he needed to be working in radio.
Yes.
Hey, little lady, what would you like to order this morning?
The good news is one day, three of us can work at a fast food place when we're done here.
I started at one.
I did too. Yeah. Bojangles is where I started.
Chick-fil-A for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Don't want to brag, but I was at Little Caesars.
Yum.
Did you work the drive-thru? I worked the drive-thru.
They would not let me.
Oh, wow. You don't work your way up.
I don't know if I'd want to work at a Chick-fil-A if I have to stand outside like those with an umbrella and everything.
Yeah, thankfully it was before those days.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't last long. And it wasn't all that already. So if they would have asked that of me, I would have lasted maybe 2 days.
Kato didn't last that long either.
At Bojangles?
Where'd you quit? Because Burger they had King. You work in
Burger
McDonald's.
That was Burger King. I worked one shift. Yeah. And when they said, come in tomorrow at 5, you're going to work till 2 a.m. I'm like, I don't think this is going to work out. But I'd also gotten a job at a steakhouse. So I was ready to go work at the steakhouse.
Makes what sense. Steakhouse was that? Chop House?
Was Ryan's. It was the Ryan's Steakhouse back in the day.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That was good stuff. I miss Ryan's.
Well, for me, sometimes just too many questions. You know, I don't like taking the pop quiz. How was everything? It was great. It was good.
Well, you just wanted to walk up to the table and stand there and look at you?
I'd prefer just bring it out, whatever you want.
You shouldn't go out to eat.
Just go to a buffet. You can have them all.
That's true.
That's
the way to do it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When it comes to same-day grocery delivery, Shipt knows your expectations are high. You didn't just order cookies. You ordered the coconut macaroons that help you power through 3 p.m. meetings. And you definitely didn't just order baby carrots. You ordered the one veggie your kindergartner willingly snacks on. With Shipt, you don't just order groceries. You order attentive service from personal shoppers who care about the details. See the difference by downloading the app or visiting Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability. The rugged Toyota Tacoma and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.